With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Monument Health in Rapid City is now vaccinating 900 people a day at a COVID-19 clinic. SDPB's Seth Tupper takes us there.
Can you help me down here? Yes. Ma'am, come down here.
The temporary clinic started up about 2 weeks ago in a massive space, an empty department store in the Rushmore Mall. The parking lot is full. There's a steady stream of older people. Everyone here wears a mask as workers quickly check people in. Then patients sit separated from each other and wait their turn. Yvonne McCann is one of the workers checking in patients.
It is so exciting, I can't tell you. These people are coming out in their wheelchairs and their walkers. They're so thrilled to get this vaccine. So we're thrilled too for them.
Within minutes, new arrivals are called over to a row of curtained vaccination areas. One of the patients is Joan Peterson. She got the first of two doses.
I'm glad I did. I hope everyone does. It's painless. They're very organized. And if we can stop this COVID by everybody getting vaccinated, it'd be nice.
South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson watched the operation. It was his first tour of a vaccination clinic.
But this is not going to be my last, because there is an almost giddiness here that you normally associate with kindergarten classrooms. I mean, people are really happy to be here, and it has been an incredibly difficult year for America. But the idea that this is the light at the end of the tunnel, that this is what ingenuity and this is what medical capability is going to be able to provide, this is the best part of my day.
South Dakota is currently vaccinating people 65 and older, plus other people in high-risk categories. People in western South Dakota can add their name to an online waiting list for the vaccine at vaccineregister.monument.health, or they can call 605-755-1350. Monument Health notifies people on the list when they're eligible for a vaccination. The federal government provides the vaccines for free. Statewide, about 120,000 people have received at least one vaccine dose so far. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
A federal inmate appealing his case before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals says it's hard to get a jury of peers in Indian Country. Eli Erickson was convicted of meth and gun charges in 2019. None of the potential jurors identifying as Native made the cut. Erickson's lawyer says one problem is that in small rural reservation communities, everybody knows everybody in one way or another. Victoria Wicks reports for SDPB.
According to the U.S. Attorney's briefs, 8 prospective jurors identified as Native American. Of those 8, 6 were struck for cause, and the prosecutor used peremptory challenges on the final 2. John Rush represents Eli Erickson in oral arguments before the 8th Circuit. Erickson is a resident of the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation. Rush tells 8th Circuit judges that he has represented Native defendants in other federal trials in central South Dakota, and he knew they wouldn't get a fair jury. One reason is that Native juror candidates knew the defendants and knew about the allegations. And Rush says voter registration is a factor in the number of potential Native jurors.
We were essentially getting the same jurors who had come from towns that had residential addresses. St. Francis, Eagle Butte, but we wouldn't get those from Rosebud, people that require post office boxes, because they're not registered voters. And when you're not a registered voter, you're not a juror.
Rush says because of Native voter suppression, recognized as a serious issue by the American Bar Association, Native juror availability is also suppressed. The U.S. attorney notes in briefs that Erickson did not allege that the prosecutor's race-neutral challenges were a pretext. Assistant U.S. Attorney Cameron Cook says the jury selection process in Erickson's case was fair.
I don't think you can say this is a systemic problem with the jury selection process. This court has approved South Dakota's plan for choosing potential jurors. It's racially neutral. It embodied the values of selecting from fair and representative parts of the community.
Cook says defendants who don't think the jury panel offers an adequate cross-section can ask for a change of venue, but he says Erickson did not. The 8th Circuit heard other issues Erickson raised regarding his trial. Judges will deliberate and issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.